Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Almost 360,000 primary school children haven't had free dental assessments, and it's all due really to a lack of dentists in parts across the country. We know that kids basically in second, fourth and sixth class are all eligible for public dental treatments with the health service executive. Effectively, they should be seen three times throughout their entire time in primary school. And Owen Dolan, who's the principal of the Mother of Divine Grace National School in Finglas in Dublin, is with me here on the line today. Owen, what's the experience in your school?
I suppose we're actually one of the lucky schools who are probably are getting the regular dental checks that the children need to be getting, and they are so important. Them and the sight and sound checks that they get in junior infants in the school as well are really important in identifying if there's any issues that that need addressing from a dental perspective. And but I know for other schools and in other areas, there's particular areas in the country where there is a lack of this screening. It's really detrimental for the children's for their dental health.
So it's just a lottery, Owen, is it? It just depends what county you're in or what part of the county.
Exactly. And that seems to be, I know I read before, I think there was massive issues around kind of North Munster and Tipperary and areas like that in Laois. And we're just happen to be lucky that we're in an area that there seems to be the regular dental screening. And it is really, really beneficial for the children and for their families, and to provide, as I said, them important health checks as regards to dental screening.
We want to hear from parents today as well on the programme. How long is your own child basically waiting to get a free public dental appointment? It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. But you might own just explain, how does this actually work within the schools? I mean, like, are all of the students in your school in Finglas getting their three appointments?
They're certainly getting two. They're able to access our information. They send out the appointments to the children then using our records, and then the children then go off. So we'll always know that it's happening, because you'll have a huge amount of children, say in second class, will have to leave school early or will be in late school because they're getting their dental checks at that time. And it seems they do kind of do them in batches then. So over the course of a week, we'd normally have a lot of absences or late attendance because the children are going for their dental screening then.
Because they're actually going for it. So, yeah. So for that. And I presume they actually go to the HSE centre for this treatment, they do?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And, like, obviously, like in every system, I'm sure there's people who don't attend the appointments, but, like, anecdotally anyway, you'd be very aware of it in school because you'd have so many parents coming to the school that given week, collecting the children early to bring them to their different appointments. And it's normally very positive. Like, parents have, there's been problems that a parent wouldn't have noticed maybe with regards to a child's dental health that due to the screening then is identified and then can be corrected if needs be.
1800 453 106, that's the number. Owen, stay with us for a moment because Tracy is with me on the line. Tracy, you're in County Tipperary, is that right?
Yes, I'm in Tipperary.
Yeah. What's your daughter's experience?
My daughter was only called last year and she's 12 now. But luckily, like, I instilled in her that she washes her teeth, so her teeth were fine.
Mm.
And they'd done a Fisher seal and that's it.
So this was her first appointment, was it?
Her first appointment, yeah.
So she got as far the whole way through primary school, basically, to her final year before she got seen.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And presume that's the experience then for the rest of the kids in her class as well.
I would say so, yeah. I didn't hear much from other parents about it, but yeah, I kind of think it's a bit crazy that she had to get to the age of 11 before she was actually seen.
I mean, like, and the issue that I suppose arises, you know, like, thankfully she didn't have any problems, obviously, from what you're saying, but if she did, even if you were to try and take her privately, it's probably actually trying to access the dentist is the issue.
That would be the issue. If she had problems, I'd probably end up having to go private. Now, there is an emergency service, but, like, how good it is, I don't know, because I have a friend whose daughter had a fall and she fell in her face and damaged her teeth, and she had to go private to get her daughter seen.
And obviously that's, I mean, financially there's you know, that can be a deterrent for some people. There's no doubt about it. The cost that come with that.
Yeah, exactly.
So she got her appointment finally in fifth or in sixth class in her final year of school. So when you heard the figures today that over nearly 360,000 primary school children have never had an assessment, you're probably not surprised then, Tracy, to hear that.
I'm not surprised, no. Not shocked at all, because it's just crazy how far behind they are.
Yeah, listener here tells me in Ballincollig in Cork that their son only had his last day of primary school last Thursday. He's now 13 years of age and he's never been called for the school dental screening. He's actually never been to see the public dental clinic in Ballincollig in Cork. It's 1800 453 106, that's the number. Deirdre's with me on the line today. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Hi Andrea, how are you?
Not too bad at all. What's your story, Deirdre?
Yeah, just like that, we have never been called. He's just finished primary school. He's 13 years old and he has never, ever been called, not even once.
Oh, that was your message, was it? I just read out your base. Yeah, okay. So he's gone through the whole of primary school and he's never had the dentist visit?
No, never.
Yeah, and in other parts of Cork, I mean, are you familiar? What's the story there?
It seems to be, I'm only familiar with the Ballincollig area, but it seems to be generally across Ballincollig that they're not getting the screening. I think you see it first when it fell, you know, when they would have been due their first appointment, it was kind of during COVID times. So they missed that. But then his age group have never been called again after that.
Okay. And even if you were to, you know, if there was something wrong, or, you know, even just for a checkup, if you were to bring him, Deirdre, to the dentist privately, is it hard or how easy is it to get access to a dentist there?
It's quite difficult, I have to say. It's very hard to get a dentist to take on new patients. I managed to get my dentist to take him on, but I had the dentist already. But I know a lot of people that would say moved to the area and wouldn't have had a dentist themselves previously. They can't seem to get any dentist to even take them on as patients. Mm.
And I mean, and I presume you probably heard the discussion around this earlier today and the calls from one Fianna Fáil senator to give parents a €200 tax credit, you know, for children who've missed out on treatments in primary school, like your own son. Is that something that would work, Deirdre, for you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It would work for me, as I say, because I have a dentist. But again, the people that don't already have a dentist are still going to be caught, you know?
Yeah, and that's the problem, isn't it?
That's the issue.
Only if you're fortunate enough to have one yourself. Listener says, my daughter has never got a screening assessment or call, but when we had a genuine concern, we called up and literally the next day we were offered an appointment for the coming Monday. This was in the northwest of the country, so screening is a no, but when something does need to be addressed, they were actually quick to act. Six of one, half a dozen of the other, says this listener. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Keep your dental experiences coming into us here on Lunchtime Live today. George Miller, Deirdre, is joining us as well. George, you're from the Crumlin Road Dental Practice, so you're operating as a private dentist, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Are you seeing many children coming to you for screening, for assessments and appointments because they can't get access to the public dental in school?
Oh, we'd have one or two a week. And they would be normally patients. They'd normally be children of parents who are patients of mine. And we do what needs to be done for them. Unfortunately, the medical card does not cover children under the age of 16, I think it is. So we have to charge. We try and keep it reasonable price, but it is unfortunate that the system is just clogged. But I would go further and say, but really, children should be seen around 18 months, 2 years, and then again maybe at 4 years, and then when they're in junior infants, because you know the children who are at risk because of their diet, etc., who are going to need treatment and preventative care. And the children who have got great teeth by the time they're their baby molars, or sorry, their first molars come up, they're probably going to be okay, and they don't need to be seen again. But if that there are lots of children who are at risk because of diet, etc., and they need to be seen much, much earlier, and that would free up the system to make to be able to treat the children who really do need extensive treatment. But really, we have a problem. We don't have enough dentists.
Yeah. Is that just what it is? What, there's just not enough people going into dentistry?
There are hundreds would love to be dentists, and the same as would love to be doctors or nurses, and there isn't the room to train them. We need to actually just be training more. We have a system where we're actually importing people to do the job on agency instead of just training our own. It's quite amazing that we have a complete lack of dentists.
But it's also, it's not even just the lack of dentists, it's the lack of dentists who want to work in the public system.
Well, again, you've got to pay people to work, and the HSE may feel that a dentist is only worth so much of a salary, and that's not what people is going to attract people. We seem to have no trouble paying large amounts of money to hospital managers, but for actual people who are actually on the front line, we seem to have this reluctance to pay them adequately.
The 360,000 primary school children, we're reading this today, you know, they're hearing the figures today that they haven't had actually any free dental appointment at all. And sure, we've heard from both Tracy and Deirdre and their own kids' experience. But, like, I mean, that figure is likely to get worse if this continues, George.
Oh, far worse. Because there are less and less dentists and there are more and more children. We now have we're 20-25% increase in population since we had an adequate system, and we've got far less people, far less dentists actually working in the system.
This €200 tax credit that the Fianna Fáil senator Dee Ryan has called on the government to introduce, would that go some way to addressing this problem?
Well, I'm not sure, because a lot of the children who are most at risk, they may come from parents on no income or very, very low income who don't pay tax. And that's not going to be much use for the very vulnerable in society.
Yeah, but presumably the tax credit would have to go to all parents, that it wouldn't be means tested, I would have assumed.
What I mean is, if you are on just state income, you don't have a job for whatever reason. Mm. You could be a carer for a grandparent, and you have no money. You don't pay tax, so a tax credit's not much use to you then.
So you don't necessarily see this actually working. The idea around having any kind of introduction of, you know, some measure to bridge that gap, sending people into the private system.
Well, it would only work for people who actually are paying tax.
What if we were to have a system where it was just issued to all parents, regardless of means, though?
Yeah, a voucher.
Yeah, it's effectively a voucher rather than anything else.
Yeah, if it was a voucher rather than a tax credit, that could help. But remember that some 200 quid is lovely if you have a patient coming, a small child coming in, and there's nothing to do. But if you've got 200 euros, might be 10 or 20% of the value of what they need to have done if they have very bad dental caries, for instance.
Listener here says, my five children desperately needed dental appointments, and one or two have had issues early in life as well without any support from the HSE or public system, to the point we've spent thousands on dental care, braces, and lately dermatologists as well, which has resulted in double income families averaging holidays every 3 to 4 years, says this texter. Another listener tells me, my dentist told me that in a class of 12 he was teaching, most of them would go into work in the beauty industry, given Botox injections. Is that the case, George? Is that where some of the dentists work? Is that where they're sort of the kind of line of work they're doing instead of dental treatment?
I would know almost no dentist. I know of one dentist who literally just does like beauty therapy type stuff, Botox, etc. Every other dentist, we became dentists to do dentistry. Mm. I mean, we want to work. As a friend of mine who was a senior clinical need in the HSE for scheduled patient care said, surgeons want to surge. I mean, you don't spend all of that time in college and afterwards in postgraduate stuff studying to not do what you're studying. You know, we like doing dentistry.
Listener tells me my son is just finished first year. He's now 14 years of age. He was seen in December for the first time when he was 13. We were lucky to have been able to take him to the dentist over the last few years, and there were some issues that could have caused problems by the time he was 14 had they not have been dealt with. And we too live in Douglas in County Cork. Another listener whose son has also just finished transition year was called this year for the first time as they're doing catch-up appointments, but thankfully we were fortunate enough to go privately. Austin is with us on the line. Austin, what's your experience of the child primary school dental scenario?
Pretty much the same. My daughter was 12 when she was called, and that was, as far as I recall, her first appointment. But she'd had problems. She already had a brace at that stage, so it was, you know, too little, too late. Well, it wasn't actually too little, but she just went in and they sent her back to her own dentist. But, like, I mean, we knew from early on that she'd need braces because I had them and my father had them. So it's hereditary. So we kind of knew early on and we had it looked at and seen to it. But HSE doesn't deal with this. And then, like, when I got braces, I was 17 at the time before, you know, they were braces were given to people. Well, given, but it was privately at the time. But what you've identified this morning is a whole failure of public policy. You have people who can go and get their teeth cleaned on social welfare, but they can't. And how many people take that up, I think, is few enough. So there's a budget there in social welfare. Lots of it isn't being used. That should be diverted. The tax credit doesn't work because you have to wait till the end of the year to make your tax claim. So it's, you know, a small amount of money, 6-8 months later. But there's a complete failure of public policy. And I agree completely with the dentist who's there. We hadn't trained them. Our population increased and we didn't increase hospitals, dentistry, training, college places. We did nothing. You know, we should have been buying college places abroad and sending our students abroad to study to bring them home.
Yeah, and it's a few people actually too, obviously dentists getting in touch who had previously worked within the public system and have now got into the private, you know, private clinic talking about their own shared experience. And if any of those dentists actually want to join us in the programme today, we'd love to hear your experience. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you do want to join us on air today. Maybe Owen, just on a final point, I mean, like, you know, as a teacher and principal, what do you say to parents, you know, if they can't get appointments, or like, what's the best advice to give people?
I suppose it's not something that comes across our desk much, but I think what's being identified is, again, it's a lack of resources. And, you know, I'm thinking my school is probably one of the luckier schools regards to the dental side of things. But if we were to move on to other areas, like if we talk about CAMS or the assessment of needs, it's the same problem in all these areas. There's just a lack of resources. And these are predictable things. We can use our sense of data to predict the amount of children are going to be in a particular area at a time and what resources we need for them. And I do find it interesting that a Fianna Fáil senator has come out and called for government to do this. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're in government, you know, and have been in government for a period of time. So, you know, I think one of your previous callers made a very valid point as well, is getting the appointment is one thing, but the affordability, if there is something that needs to be like €200 if you're going private.
If you need a fill-in or two in the appointment and the checkup and an x-ray, you're well up to £200 already. No
easily
doubt.
You know, and I think it's just addressing, if we're going to provide public health services, they need to be fit for purpose. And this is just another example of it not being fit for purpose. It should not be a lottery depending on what area you're living in that, you know, you can have access or not have access to these areas. And it's kind of across the board and different things. And, you know, dental health is very, very important as regards other health aspects of your life. And we're going to save ourselves as a country much more money if we can prevent issues arising that we'll have to deal with down the line anyway. And that goes for dental health or other areas of health in our society.
Just to give you a flavour of two other listener experiences in Limerick and in Dublin. In Limerick, we were called last year, but I declined as we'd already attended privately. But the letter to call my children were issued at 9 and 10 years of age. The letter was sent to the home address with less than 2 weeks' notice. And if you turn down the appointment, then you're eliminated from the list. So, for instance, what if you were away on holidays? I thought it was a very sign of a poor public health system. And this listener in Clondalkin in Dublin tells me that their son was seen for the first time this April. He was in sixth class in primary school, so what, about 12 years of age. They said that he needed some work, but I'd have to go private first. I'm paying privately €50 a checkup a year, €70 twice a year for cleaning service since he was in first class, and the HSE dentist didn't get through the entire full class list. Some of the children were not seen. I thought it was a total disgrace, as this listener. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. That is dentist George Miller, owned Dolan from the Mother of Divine Grace National School in Finglas in Dublin. And Deirdre, Austin and Tracy, thanks a million for sharing your stories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.